Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. So if you have such requests at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals you are requesting prayer. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I want to thank you all for praying for my great-grandbaby. He's home now, and I'm asking you all for continued prayer for him and his mom. And I'm also asking prayer for me and my health, my strength on his journey, and also my son who's having trouble on his job, been having trouble with this problem. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me and my family. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call today, including our ministers and their families, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask for special prayer on behalf of the Kennerly family on today as they bury my coworker, a dear friend, and their loved one, that God will give them the strength to endure and make it through this day and all the days to follow, that they will be strong and that they will always be surrounded by those individuals who will encourage them. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our truckers, especially my husband in particular and all of his friends and their families, that they will remain safe, that all motorists will respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for the LeGrand family. Their son is in the hospital in intensive care, asking that you all pray for him, that he'll have a speedy recovery. Also, I'm asking prayer for the Clark family. They lost their oldest son last week. And I'm asking for you all to pray for them as well, asking for prayer for everybody on the call, and that you will just keep me in prayer as I travel up and down the highway for work. Thank you. And continue to keep the Baker and the another family, the Clarks, in your family. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer requests. We'll now have our words of encouragement, following by our closing prayer from Brother Willie Bradshaw. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. The song that you just heard, you don't know how blessed you are. You could just have, or you could just almost have an invitation and say the closing prayer and just go on through your day. It is such a beautiful song. I never get tired of hearing it, and I hope that it blesses each one of you each time you hear that one. And the one is Just Another Day, and others that we play on this program. But that is certainly a beautiful song. So good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we need to rejoice and be glad in it and make it do what it do, because that's all we have to do. God is in control. He's going to control the majority of it, but all we need to do is just do what we can do. We're so thankful for our sister Jenny Graham, who said that the baby is okay, but the family itself still needs our prayers. And oftentimes we pray for those who are in the hospital, hospice, and different things of that sort. But, you know, the healthy people sometimes need some prayer too, because they spend some time, and some of them put their life on hold. And now we got grandmamas taking care of their children and their babies and things of that sort. And so sometimes we need to pray for the healthy people. Pray to God keep us healthy so we can do some of those kinds of things that need to be done. So we're thankful that the baby is okay and that the mamas and all. And we're certainly thankful for Sister Janet Graham, who is such a faithful, dedicated member on this particular call. And we always give a shout out to her and to her family, and that she will have a super-duper day. And then, of course, the co-worker, who will be buried today. We had a funeral yesterday here in Atlanta, Georgia, but they buried her in Macon, Georgia, which is about 90 miles or so away. And so we're just thankful that God gave us the safety up and down the highway for that. And then, of course, Sister Mary, who just talked about some people who was in the hospital, and everything, and pray for her going up and down the highway. And we just want to pray that you keep your car in good shape, Miss Sister Mary. Make sure you get some decent tires on there. Make sure you change your oil on your car and put some gas in the car, because that E don't mean enough. It don't mean enough. So keep some gas in your car. Get your tires. Make sure you kick your tires every once in a while, and make sure you change your oil. And we continue to pray for you as you go to work. And then also, this Danielle's friend who's going to have a burial, and most, you know, this is going on every day. Most of you don't know, maybe come into your life once every 15 years or 40 years or something of that sort, whatever it is. But burials and funerals, they are carrying every day. Matter of fact, after this call, I got to go and do a funeral this morning. And so these are some things, and like I said, it may not happen in your life every day, but in some people's lives, this right now, especially during this COVID, it's devastating to have one person to pass away in your family every 6 years, 5 years, or whatever it is. But think about a person who had three to pass away in the same week. Think about that. You know they need some prayers. I had a funeral not too long ago where it was actually my first time. Now I've buried hundreds of husbands and hundreds of wives. But I never had buried both of them at the same time. One died passed away on a Monday with the COVID, and then the other one passed away on Wednesday, and so they had a double funeral and buried both of them at the same time at the same cemetery, side by side. And you think about the expenses that one may go through with just one burial, whether it's a son, a mother, father, or another. Think about having to come up with money to bury two or three of your members at the same time. And so we know that this is really a stressful situation. As I said before, God is still in control, and our prayers certainly go out to everyone who asked your prayer request this morning. And some of you who may have never pressed one on your phone and made those kinds of requests, our prayers is neutral. They just go out to all. We can't cover everything because we don't really know everything. And then I think Sister Janet said something about her son having problems on his job. He probably need to go ahead and, talk about that or try to get that straight or do something to bring that thing to a closure. It's one thing having to go to work every day, and then it's another thing wanting to go to work where you don't want to be at work or where the work is just not turning out. And so there's bound to be a solution to that of some sort. And, sometime I wish to have some of these phone numbers or something so I could talk to you on the phone to see how things are going and to see what directions we might go in and see what kind of help that the Grace Free Church of Christ here could help you in some of those kinds of ways. So we may be trying to figure that out just a little bit later on, how we can make contact with you and talk to Sister Janet and talk to Sister Mary and all who are on the call. And we do thank you for those who continue to give financial support to this ministry. You can just send it to the Grace Free Church of Christ, 7466 Paul Court, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. And we've had some who have been support. And matter of fact, it's surprising that this program has been on for more than 15 years. And a couple of our speakers have been on almost from the beginning. I know Brother Patrick McLaughlin been on for quite a while, and Brother Ben Grisham has been on for a while. But it's been going for about 15 years. And it's still going strong. We still have a good – and we just ask you to pass this one number on. The reason why I say one number is because we have a worship service on Sunday morning, and it's got three numbers. And some people are having trouble keeping up with them three numbers for some reason or another. All you got to do is write them down over top of each other. Don't write them side by side. Put the first one down, then put the one under that, and put the one under that. Called in every Sunday, and there you are. But on the call this morning – you just got one number to deal with. And so pass that number on and get some people up out of the bed at 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, as we go through through our day, and as we think about those who may be in bereavement at this time, and they travel far. Matter of fact, we had some people yesterday from Seattle, Washington, to come down here to be at this funeral, and they had to leave this morning at 2 o'clock, get back on the plane and fly back. So a lot of things are in motion. A lot of things are going on. But in the book of Psalm, verse number one, it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He should be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. And the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth them that are righteous, that the way of the ungodly shall perish." Also, this past weekend, I ride a 1700 Nomad Kawasaki motorcycle, and I rode with a group this weekend, about 500 of us. I was riding on behalf of the fallen soldiers. And also it included the fallen officer, police officers combined. And we rode about 2.5 hours away from Atlanta, which was an excellent ride from Atlanta, Georgia, down to Americus, Georgia, about 2 hours drive. And we had about 400 or 500 motorcycles involved in that. And the reason why I brought that up is because it was sponsored by a Christian group who was trying to put 20,000 wreaths on these grave sites, 20,000 wreaths on these grave sites. And somebody, and it was an excellent, beautiful, wonderful day. I enjoyed it, and we have, might have some motorcycle riders on this call. I don't know. And both men and women. And matter of fact, the fallen soldiers, most of the time we think about them being just men, but there were a lot of women. We had several women in our congregation who was in the Navy, who was in the Army. We may even have some veterans, may even have some vets on this car. So we want to continue to pray for them as well. They put 20,000 wreaths on their graves this past weekend. Our Father, we do thank you for all the events and all the things that's going on in our lives, and things just keep on rolling. And we bless you, and we always give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And thank you for all those who have called this morning. And we know that we've already claimed the victory that you're going to give us. And so our prayer is that each one of you will have a super-duper day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.